Hi, this is Julie Hart with Hart Media Group. I'm so glad you're all here today. And I thought I would get on here because I know that my son is going to be starting up a podcast next week. And the one thing that he's going to be talking about is entrepreneurs. And I thought, well, gosh, the one entrepreneur we have, the youngest, is a young man that came to us on his own. And I thought, well, he's a superstar among us. And so I wanted to get to know him better. And so I brought our one and only Anthony Ravecco onto our show so that we could talk to him and get to know him better. Because I've only met him twice, only for a very short amount of time. And I thought, Anthony, let's hear about you. So, okay, so I'm going to start and open it up to Anthony. Anthony, tell me, first of all, a little bit about yourself, where you came from, where you grew up, a little bit about your family, all that.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you so much for the great introduction there. As you mentioned, my name is Anthony. I'm super excited to be a part of Hart Media Group this year, helping out get everything set up. But a little bit about me and my background is I was born here in Illinois. I've lived in the same house all 18 years of my life. So I grew up in Taylorville, Illinois. That's where I've grown up. That's where I still currently am. I'm 18 years old, just graduated out of high school. So I'm getting ready to go to college in Chicago. I absolutely love the city of Chicago. I'm a big sports fan of all those sports up there. And yeah, I love the business and the marketing and the social media. In high school, I loved classes that geared us towards those certain aspects. And I think that we have some great programs around here in Central Illinois that help us with that. So I've had a great time being a part of some of those different programs like Tommy TV and CEO and learning along the way. And I'm super excited to be a part of this group now.
Okay, so tell us about Tommy TV in Taylorville. We've heard a lot about that, but we're not really sure all of the ins and outs about it yet. But we've heard great things, and we know it is a grassroots effort from Taylorville, and Taylorville's obviously where my husband is from, and it sounds like an incredible program that there's lots of entrepreneurial spirit going on there. So tell us about how that gave you the passion for where you are now.
Yeah, well, Tommy TV is absolutely incredible. I took that my freshman year, I took that just when I was starting out in high school. And it is a little bit intimidating when you walk in there and you see all this expensive equipment and these cameras and monitors, and you're not really sure where to start. But the great thing about Tommy TV, and one thing that I love about it, is it's not like a class where you're grouped in with just freshmen or where it's only one group of students. You're in there with other people that are freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. So you're learning not only from your advisor and from your instructors, but from your other classmates. And I think that peer-to-peer learning is super beneficial in a class like Tommy TV, where we're in a digital age, we're learning and we're growing as a community and as a human race as a whole with technology and where that's leading us. So I think that being able to work together with other students to put on a football broadcast or show graduation to people and families that couldn't possibly make it to see their kids in times like that is super important. So I fell in love with it right away, from the directing, the producing, the scripting, all the stuff behind the scenes in front of the camera. There's so much that goes on into a broadcast like that. So to be able to learn about it and put it on ourselves was huge for me, and I fell in love with it right away.
That's so cool. I have a co-teacher that I work with that her son is part of that, Wamsley, the Wamsley boy.
Right.
And he's wants to go into sports broadcasting.
Yes.
And so that is going to be like his major in college, and then he's going to go forward with that. And so I know that, I mean, they're really teaching real life, everyday practical skills.
Yeah, and the head start that he's going to have in front of college students, even maybe a couple of years in, is truly incredible. And it has met a lot of careers. His will be one of them, but there's others. Lizzie Schaefer, I know that she's done so much. She was actually a part of the NCAA basketball March Madness tournament doing producing there. We've had people work for NASCAR and do these different things. So the opportunity there, Ben's one of many.
That's incredible. So is this something you want to go forward with too in your education and then in your future?
You know, that was a really tough decision for me because in high school, like I said, I loved it so much. I loved the directing, but I also loved business and the thought of owning something of my own and making money that way. So I think that I want to be able to combine the two. I'm not going to be majoring in anything specific to that production. I'm going to be majoring in business administration, but that's such a broad category. If I can pull some of this media into that major and make a career combining the two of them, that would be my end goal.
Okay, so that leads me to the story of how you met my husband and walked into him and how you decided that maybe Heart Media Group would be a place for you.
Yes, well, as your husband Matt says, networking is great. He talked to our CEO class about that, gave us some really great advice. I actually met him through Tommy Awards and through Tommy TV. So Adam Vokes, one of our advisors through Tommy TV and Tommy Awards, told us that while we were looking for sponsorship money, we should talk to Matt Hart about Christian County Economic Development and this new business, Hart Media Group. So I sat down with him one day in Taylorville, met with him, learned a little bit about his business, what he likes to do, and if Tommy Awards could be a good partner for him. We did end up partnering with Hart Media Group for a sponsorship, but with that came along another great opportunity to work for Hart Media Group and develop this new founded company that would be focused on connecting people and bringing people in these communities together. And that just sounded great to me. I love that idea that, you know, that slogan, connecting people, is so important in today's world. And so I wanted to be a part of it instantly, even if it was just for this summer as a startup type of thing. I wanted to be a part of it and to help out. And so far in these first few weeks, it's been great.
Absolutely. And we loved that. Connecting people is definitely going to be like our tagline and our virtue around Hart Media. But I have to say, the one thing that when Matt came home and told me he had met you, he said the one thing that he saw in you was a word that we throw around a lot and I throw around with my students. And I say the most important thing they have is grit. And if you could be the smartest kid in the world, or you could be the number one top of your class, but if you don't have grit, you're not going to go very far. And grit is that internal drive that you have, that you just want more and you push and push for more. And I have students that I see that might be C or B students, but I know they're going to go farther than the A students because they have that grit and that desire and that passion. And that's what we saw in you.
Well, I appreciate that. I love the saying, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work.
Absolutely.
And that's true 100%, because it is a grind and there are going to be struggles along the way. There's going to be numerous failures, but the ability to get back up after those failures is the most important thing that you see in people. And like you mentioned, you might have people that have a lot of talent, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with that, but you have to be able to incorporate that talent and don't let go of it no matter how hard you struggle along the way or how many times you fall down.
Absolutely. And that's going to bring in relationships and people and networking, just like you said. And along that line, that is what Jack Hart, my son, is got the passion for, is bringing those people from our community and our surrounding communities, Central Illinois, Sangamon County, Christian County, those kids — I say kids because they're a little bit younger than me, but the ones that have the grit, the kids that have the drive, the 20 to 35-year-olds, you know, maybe a little bit older, maybe a little bit younger, that have the grit and the drive and the passion to start businesses or to go out on their own and do something outside of the box, or to do blue-collar work, or to go into the trades, or to go on and pursue their dreams academically, or to go into music, or anything above and beyond. And he wants to highlight that, because I think we don't necessarily see these generations and all that's going on. And so he's wanting to highlight that. And so I wanted to bring you on first because I feel like you're part of that and you're part of Hart Media. And you say just this summer, but we're hoping to hold on to you. And whether it means you, you know, work from school for us and then come back for the summer, whatever. So we love that you're here. You've been invaluable so far. And I just appreciate you talking to me. And we hope to find all kinds of kids that have that grit and that drive. And I appreciate this conversation.
Well, thank you so much. I think what you're doing is incredible.
Thanks.
What Jack and Matt are doing is incredible.
Thanks.
And I'm glad to be a part of it.
All right. So Jack's going to be reaching out for kids all over the place. I say kids, but young entrepreneurs and people with that grit. And we'll look forward to hearing from a lot coming up. Thanks so much.